President Bush's trip to the Azores yesterday was meant to shore up support for action against Iraq from the United States' strongest allies, Britain and Spain. But the president seems to be standing almost alone in the world as he presses for a war against Iraq. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
George Bush puts a premium on leadership as an important trait. Do you think Americans are willing to go into this war against Iraq because of his leadership?
Basically, yes. Today there is a Gallup poll out that says by a 2-to-1 ratio, Americans favor invading Iraq with U.S. ground troops to get Saddam Hussein out of power. And the president's approval rating in his handling of the Iraq situation is 56%. Now, that's after all of these demonstrations. That's after the collapse of conversations in the United Nations Security Council. So what you have here is people rallying around behind the president. And when you ask why, the answer keeps coming back to terrorism, that there is a sense that Iraq really is a serious threat to this country because of the ability of Saddam Hussein to provide weapons to terrorists. And that is straight from the president's mouth. So that I think that it is what you are seeing here is people listening to President Bush and his advisors as they go out and talk to the American people via the airwaves and saying, yes, he's our leader, we agree.
What does it say of his leadership that he can't get more international backing?
Well, it's obviously a problem, but again, what you're seeing is, at least at this moment, the reaction is against the international community rather in this country rather than against the president. Again, in this fresh out Gallup poll, do you think the United Nations is doing a good job in handling the situation with Iraq? 43% say good job, 53% say poor job, and more than 2 in 3 Americans say France is being unreasonable in its opposition to a resolution that could lead to war. More than half say France is stabbing the United States in the back. So the reaction seems to be against other countries rather than against the president. The majority reaction. Now you have strong minorities, obviously, on the other side. I think this one, Bob, really does come down to what happens in this war. If it's short and successful, and if it's not all a quagmire after the war of occupation of Iraq and what happens with the oil fields and all of that, then I think that Bush's leadership stays looking very strong. If it's a mess, then obviously that's the gamble he's taken, and it could be very difficult for him.
Haven't heard much from Congress lately.
Well, and that gives the sense of him being alone in this, he and his advisors in the administration, because you really don't hear very much from members of Congress, of either party, really. Part of that is that they passed that resolution last year, and that's really all they have to do about the war officially. The only voices you really hear are the ones last week changing the name of French fries to freedom fries on Capitol Hill. And the other things they're doing seem to be so irrelevant at a time when there is war and peace to be discussed. They're passing bans on partial birth abortion and medical malpractice, and they're blocking votes on the confirmation of judges, and they're doing cloning bans. And although those are very big issues in the long run, at this particular moment, they seem to be just completely off the point, and they can't really talk about these war and peace issues.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.